Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive, 55 on 98.3 The Snake. It's the classic rock station. I didn't pick that song. It just happened to come up, and it must have been meant to be, because Ashley from Magic Valley Speedway is here. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Kendra.
And also racer John Hankel, racing the number 62 car this Saturday night, is hanging out with us. How's it going, man?
Good.
Good. All right. And I see that you're wearing a Snake Harley Davidson shirt, too. Are you also a Harley man?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured. I don't know. I figured, you know. All right. So definitely engines is your thing. So talk to me, man. You're racing the Magic Valley Pipe Street Sox double mains this Saturday night. Pretty big deal, I would assume, for your season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it's double points and you can always use that.
Heck yeah. I mean, there's only, what, like three more races for the season. But up until now, how you doing so far this season?
It was kind of rocky at the beginning, but it's getting a lot better. It's my rookie year, so it's okay. Something that you expect, wow. You know, it's
okay,
getting
so,
a lot better.
So each race is probably, you're probably learning something new and
getting
better and better.
Yeah.
Always having fun. That's the most important part, I would assume. Okay, so for this Saturday night, you got the double mains, double points. What's your goals for this Saturday night? What do you want to do?
I'm going to win. That's my goal.
That's
I want to win. If I don't win the street stocks, I'm going to win the trailer race.
Okay, so you are. Will this be your first time in the trailer races also? Or
No.
Okay, so what's your goals for the trailer races Saturday night?
Well, my goal for this trailer race is... do a lot better than the last trailer race, because the last trailer race, about three laps into the race, my car just died and it wouldn't start, so I was done.
So do you just kind of sit there and get smashed?
Yeah, you sit there and just watch everybody go around you. It's not fun.
I feel kind of ridiculous asking you your goals for the Budweiser trailer race of destruction. It's kind of... Do you have technique when it comes to that? I mean...
Yeah, you just... You go out there and try to tear everybody else's trailer off and keep yours on, so that at the end, the last trailer is standing wins. So,
is there any real life applications that you can use, like in your life, that prepare you for the trailer race of destruction that are legal that we can talk about?
Oh yeah, you can practice by going to the mall and or going down Blue Lakes, you know.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty crazy drivers. I'm sure that everyone listening has been to the Budweiser Trailer Race of Destruction. It is something you must do and see before you die. It is that good. Also, this Saturday night, the Rocky Mountain Challenge Series. So it's going to be a huge night. Ashley will fill us in on details here in a second. John, can I ask you a couple more questions? Other than the trailer race, because that's the whole thing, is crashing. Have you ever crashed your car yet this season?
No, I was in the Thunder Dogs, and I had a right front tire go down, and I smacked the wall head on pretty good. But in my street stock, we don't get that crazy, the trailer race, it hasn't been too bad yet. This Saturday could be a lot different, though.
Right. Well, when you are crashing, what do you think about? What's going through your head at that point?
There's a lot going through your head. Ooh, this is going to hurt.
Or, okay, only things we can say on the radio. Okay, so a question. Before you get inside a race car, is there one thing you do every single time?
You do a lot of checking on your safety equipment, make sure it's all good and that you're going to be safe out there.
Okay, so safety first. Is there any like voodoo stuff you do, like rub a troll's hair or something? Or
no.
No, just jump in and go.
Just jump in and go.
Okay, sounds good. So this is your first year racing in the street stocks?
Yeah.
But have you been racing other things?
No, I raced Thunder Dog last year, like a couple times, but this is my first full year.
You jumped in fully.
Yeah.
So why race? Why do it?
It was always something that I've wanted to do. It's always been a dream, and it keeps you from getting a speeding ticket.
It's the best answer I've heard yet. Well, it sounds pretty fun. Okay, we'll check him out this Saturday night over at Magic Valley Speedway. John Hankel, you're in the number 62 car, right?
Yes.
All right, cheer him on. All right, Ashley, fill us in. What else is going on Saturday night over at Magic Valley Speedway?
Gold Shim is bringing us the races this weekend. Nice. So they will be out there. They have a bunch of stuff to hand out, 7-day passes to hand out. If you haven't tried their gym, you should try it out.
Cool.
There'll be the Rocky Mountain Challenge 150, Brennan's Carpet Superstocks, Metro Valley Pipe Street Stock Double Main Events, Quality Electronic Junior Stingers, and of course the Trailer Race of Destruction.
You got to go. Just three more races left for the season, right, including this Saturday night.
Yeah, including this weekend, only three left.
So how you feeling? Is it bittersweet?
Yes. Mixed emotions here. Happy it's over to have weekends back, but sad because now what am I going to do on my weekends?
Right. Well, you've trained yourself, and now I guess you could just sit there and just don't get dressed. Don't leave the house. Just sit there.
Just lay there all day on Saturdays.
Just lay there all day. Just at least one Saturday. You're going to like it.
Gates open at 4. McDonald's time trials at 6:30. Racing begins at 7. Adults are $22. Seniors are $20. Children 12 and under is free with adult, and military is always free with ID.
Don't miss it this Saturday night. If you want more info, magicvalleyspeedway.com. Remember, all season long, which is almost over, a tour of the pit and a pair of tickets we're giving away right now, 983thesnake.com. Thank you so much. Anything else?
We'll give you the seat, but you'll only need the edge.
That's the roar of the crowd. It's 98.3 The Snake.